I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
Those rules that you mentioned that you posted on Twitter, that's actually how your content came on my radar, because I had a friend who has been following you for a lot longer than I have and mentioned that post to me. And that's how I first found you, was from those 100 rules. And I definitely would like to ask you about that a little bit later. But I wanted to circle back really quick to one thing about the military. And I wanted to ask you about dating in the military. And is dating in the military, especially if it's like amongst your peers, is it weird or is it like a lot different than just out about in civilian life?
It is honestly one of the worst things you can do, is dating amongst your peers in the military. They literally have trainings against it. It's very dangerous. You can get in lots of trouble. You can accidentally play favorites. So if you have a, like, you know, military is very cut and dry in terms of like what responsibilities you have and what power you have to do things. So if I have the power to qualify you to be, to stand a certain watch in the plant or a certain job in the plant, and we're dating, you know that me training you is going to be an easier process than training some guy I don't know, right? And that's going to show as favoritism. Like, wow, she qualified so fast, but then I see him hanging out together in the lounge every day, you know, talking cute to each other. Like, that's going to break down that kind of relationship you have as a leader with the people that you're in charge of, right? So there's that. There's legal trouble, right? You can get in trouble because maybe the girl will decide one day, like, hey, he's not committing to me, or he doesn't like me like that. And she'll use the full arm of the military, which is much easier than like a civilian world where you have to go to a lawyer, where you have to call the police. Like, in the military, it's like a snap of the fingers to get someone in trouble based on, you know, that's why there's so many false reports of sexual assault in the military, because it's easier to report. There's a whole system that's incredibly easy to get to report. So there's that. And then ultimately, it distracts you from your work. You know, like, I made a choice and I said, I'm not going to date anyone in the military for as long as I'm in. I prefer civilian women, or at a minimum, women from another ship, another command, something like that, because it's just, you see too much. You see some of the worst in women, and you have to just be careful, right? And that's kind of like where I learned sexual discipline, where one of the biggest misconceptions about choose to be single and spin plates, as they say, or just not get married, whatever version, whatever, however people call it, is that we are hedonistic and we don't have any type of discipline, right? So what ends up happening is they get mad at us saying, oh, you guys are hedonistic, you don't have any discipline. I have to say, like, you don't understand the amount of discipline it takes to get through a military career, to get through years of, you know, training and all that stuff, and come out completely unscathed because you decided not to date women, not to engage with them. And I've had plenty of opportunities and close calls, right? So I think it takes more discipline to be single and dating than it is to be even married sometimes, because right now the dating landscape is kind of savage for a guy that's uninitiated. And, you know, I could sit here and tell you stories for hours, but the number one thing I've noticed is that if somehow I wouldn't have made it this far if I didn't have the discipline I have with women. I have a lot of discipline. I know when to walk out. I know when to end things before they even know it's time, right? And a lot of guys see me as detached. They see me as, but like, there's nothing better for you and the woman you're seeing than to acknowledging that she doesn't want to be in your life anymore and you facilitating her exit out of your life, right? And that helps her move on faster because women are afraid of rejecting men. They're terrified of it. And it helps you move on faster because you're not trying to hold on to something that's not there, which is her wanting to be with you. So overall, I would say discipline is something that is understated in dating. Like, you have to be disciplined as a man, because if not, you will end up bitter, resentful, and all that stuff. So yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.